So Steve Redgrave, the 5-times Olympic gold medalist, has joined the Transforming Eye Health campaign and will highlight the importance of regular sight tests to the early detection and prevention of conditions associated with avoidable sight loss. I'm delighted to say Sir Steve Redgrave joins us now, so thank you very much indeed for chatting to us. First of all, the question would be, why this particular campaign, Steve? Why have you decided to get involved in this?
Well, it's a pleasure to speak to you, Ian. Why this campaign is that I'm a diabetic, and I've been a diabetic for over 20 years. And one of the issues, if you have high blood sugar levels for a long period of time, you can lose your eyesight, or your eyesight can certainly get worse. And so by having regular eye tests at your opticians and working with Specsavers on this campaign, is that actually the eye test that the specialist can pick up different conditions that can potentially be treatable. So if you do have regular eye tests, that's great from having the process of seeing or being able to see, because our eyesight is vital to the way that we live. And two, if there is some start of some underlying problems, you can get it checked. That doesn't mean those problems may be diabetes or one of the other conditions related to eyesight, but it's always best to be ahead of the game than behind the curve.
And I think as well, one of the points that we emphasise on this radio station, Steve, is that it's not just going for an eye test simply to check your vision. The eye test itself can pick up on so many underlying conditions that people really, A, don't understand that they actually have in the first place, and B, no idea about any treatment or anything like that. It's such an important thing to try and get across to people.
No, definitely, that we always think that regular eye tests are an important thing, and I'll get round to it at some stage. And if anyone's like me, in real life sort of takes over, and if you don't book something or sort of really force yourself to make a booking of whatever it may be, is time drifts by, and then you sort of find it's certainly over a year or 2 or 3 years before you had your eye test. So everyone listening to this now, just think, when was the last time you had an eye test just for your vision? But as you rightly say, is that all these underlying issues can be picked up from it as well. And that's why we should have a regular eye test, not just for our eyesight, but for our general health as well.
Going back to the actual thing that you mentioned there, Steve, diabetic, it was diagnosed for you in the late 90s, which I imagine came as a great surprise. Obviously, somebody that was very, very fit. What did it mean to you, both personally and professionally, can I ask?
Well, it was a big, big shock to me, as you rightly say, is that I did have a grandfather that had diabetes in his late 60s, early 70s. I was very young, and I don't remember him being a diabetic. I can only just about remember him and what he looked like when I was a young kid. But it has been mentioned in our family, when you go to consultations with your doctor, they do ask you, has there been any underlying of other illnesses within your family? And I knew that my grandfather had diabetes, but I never dreamed ever that I would get it. And two, as one 3 years before my last Olympics, as being one of the fittest people in the country training for the Olympics and a gold medalist, is that I never dreamed for a second that it was going to happen to me. But that is one of the problems. It can happen to anybody at any stage. There are health issues that you need to so if you are slightly overweight, that can bring out the conditions of diabetes. There is actually a high percentage of women, when they get pregnant, come down with diabetes. It goes away sometimes after pregnancy, but can come back later in life. So it's always be ahead of the game. But it really, I thought, it was career ending for me. I didn't think I would be able to go to the Olympic Games 3 years on. I just only finished the World Championships of that particular year in 97. I thought, well, that's it. That's my rowing career over. I was quite matter-of-fact about it. I felt that, okay, you've had a fair innings. You've gone to 4 Olympics. You've won a gold medal at each of them. That's a fair crack at the whip. But I didn't believe that I would ever to carry on training. And fortunately, the diabetic specialist that I saw in my local area said to me, I can't see a reason why you can't achieve what you want to do in 3 years' time, and I'll help you through the step of the way. He said it wasn't going to be easy. He was certainly right about that. But we were managed to be able to get there and certainly able to cross that line first and help me to win my fifth Olympic gold medal.
Yeah, you certainly were. Now, in your new role as an ambassador for Specsavers and the RNIB, I know, Sir Steve, you've already had a slight sight test, which included an optical coherence tomography scan. Describe that for us, please, if you can. It's obviously very thorough, and you also took the opportunity to choose two new pairs of spectacles. So you're not only promoting the campaign, but you're actually using the campaign as well.
First thing, well said. You got those words out better than I would have done. The test is that I do have a regular test with my diabetes every year. So every 12 months, I get a regular test from that point of view. So I'm well ahead of the process. But at Specsavers as well, that they do a very similar test as well. So what they do is you go in there, they put two little drops in your eye. There's a slight sting, but no big issue at all. And that just makes the eye open up a little bit, dilate a little bit. And then you put your chin on a little rest and you look into sort of like a big pair of binoculars and they take a photograph of your eye. And then you can see that photograph afterwards. And that's really interesting of all the blood vessels. And from that, they can tell if you may have other issues that you may have to go and be checked out by another specialist. As I said before, it doesn't mean that you might have a condition. There could be other reasons for it. But why have the doubt? Go and have it checked out. I've actually had poor eyesight for a number of years. I used to like sitting at the back of class, not at the front of the class, but I used to get moved to the front of the class so I could see the blackboard. So I do need glasses, and certainly the new spectacles I've got are a big help to me. It's more for reading for me than distance, but I've got a nice two pairs of glasses that I keep carrying around me, and I haven't lost them yet, which does surprise me.
And if you do lose them, they're most likely to be on top of your head anyway, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, there has been that. you sort of think, where are they? Oh, God, they're up there.
Can I ask you, Steve, I mean, you say you've had difficulty with your vision for years. What would a lack of vision mean to you? And obviously as well, what would it mean to a close member of your family?
Oh, I think that I've got a number of friends that are partially sighted. I don't know anybody firsthand that is completely blind. There are a couple of Olympians that I know that are completely blind. But our eyesight is everything to us. I love driving. You wouldn't be able to drive if you didn't have your eyesight. Of being able to pick up a paper or a tablet or of any of the social media that we tend to live by now. Perhaps that's not a good example. Our eyesight is just something that we really do take for granted and we shouldn't do. It's a very, very special element of the human society and we should respect it and look after it as much as we can.
I'll ask you a final question, Steve. Apart from getting involved with RNIB and Specsavers right now, and we're delighted to have you with us, what else are you actually involved in at this moment in time?
Well, you've actually caught me down at Spain, a rowing lake called Banyoles, which is where the 92 Olympic Games were. A month ago, I became the performance director of Chinese rowing. So I'm helping the Chinese pull their team together for the World Championships this year. And help them build up towards Tokyo. I'm back out on the water, but more on a coaching launch than actually doing the physical work myself.
I'm delighted, obviously, to hear that you're still involved in the sports, but I think people listening to this would maybe wonder, are you not involved with the British team at all? Was there a particular reason that you decided to start coaching the Chinese team?
Good reason. I've been involved for 25 years as an athlete, 44 years from when I first started rowing. And I've never been asked to have a role. Actually, all the years that I competed, I was just before lottery funding. So we had to fund ourselves to be a part of the national team. So up to the Atlanta Games, I was actually physically paying to be part of the Great Britain team. And this opportunity came up. I've got three kids. Two are at work. One's in the last 2 years at university, not too far away from you, in Edinburgh. My children have fled home, and so I've got a little bit more time on my hands, and this opportunity came up, and it was too good to miss the challenge.
Well, if it works out anything like it did when you were actually performing for Team GB, then I'm sure the Chinese can look forward to great success in future Olympics and other competitions as well. So Steve Redgrave, our new ambassador for RNIB and Specsavers, many thanks indeed for talking with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Pleasure. It's nice talking to you, Ian. Thank you.